Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Leon Thomas, Chris Breezy is called Mutt 908. Good morning. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Whatever you want, Bill. Whatever you say. I'll do it. We got it.
We're just going by the schedule.
We got it. Sunny today. Highs around 80.
Little off-air talk, guys. We are streaming, by the way, Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok. Make sure to follow us. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Coming up, by the way, though, we do have some FMLs.
We do.
All right. But Audio Vault right now. Happy National Teacher Day.
Yes.
Shout out to all the teachers.
Teach your children well.
I think it's a really difficult job to be a teacher.
Teachers don't get enough credit for what they do.
It's nice to have adults that aren't exactly your parents.
This energy that makes you want to learn and drives you to learn.
It's probably one of the hardest professions you can have, but I think it's probably one of the most worthwhile.
I'd like to say thank you to the teacher who's been there for me.
For always having your door open.
For being supportive and patient.
For actually caring about whether or not I'm doing well in the class.
For believing in me in times that I didn't believe in myself.
Thanks for caring. Thanks for genuinely caring about me.
Again, shout out to all the teachers.
Gosh.
Thank you for all you do. Okay. There's a viral video going around. A dad kept track of what things cost for his family of five to spend a day at Disney World in Orlando. Here's some of what he posted.
Before we even got into the park, it cost me $30 just for parking. Tickets for a family of five with one child under 10 was $974. Right after our first ride, we bought two waters and three ice creams. After the second ride, they wanted a pretzel and I wanted a beer. We each ended up with a small pizza, each had a side and a small drink. Once we got to Star Wars Land, we had to buy some blue milk. The kids then snuck away and bought some Star Wars Coca-Cola. After the next ride, we went and had a churro, a water, and a margarita. We ended up at the Formata Cucina for some Mexican food. $30 for carnitas, $19 margarita, $8 corn, $30 carne asada, and then each of the kids with drinks and food. The grand total for our day was $1,391.91.
Yeah, and that's like, I mean, all that right there,
yeah,
that sounds like a normal day.
Yes, of course.
I mean, you think like, oh, I mean, we had, they're older now, they're adults, but we have four kids, you know, obviously, like I said, they're adults, but when they were younger, everything he said, don't say, oh, they don't need that, or they wouldn't drink all that, or they wouldn't eat all that. Yes.
Yeah, you get it.
That right there, what that guy said, yes, is 100,000% accurate. Yeah,
for
now.
$1,300.
Yeah. For a day.
One day.
A day. Haters are shocked. Disney fans say he didn't do his homework on ways to save money, and buying alcohol anywhere will just raise the tab. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
say all that.
Yeah.
But everything he said,
and he wasn't doing
accurate.
It saying like, oh, I'm going to cut this out so that I save money. He's letting you know exactly what they got.
And, yeah, but that
for a family of five.
And that's normal.
Yes.
That's a normal family of five. So crazy, right? And what's he going to shave off? What?
$200?
$200? What's it still going to be? Instead of $1,300,
going to
be $1,100? Come on. Give me a break. Let's see. A Florida suburb has a peacock problem. Okay, so a local veterinarian launched a program to start administering peacock vasectomies. Yeah, here are the
peacock
residents.
Vasectomies?
Yeah, because they have a peacock problem, right? Here are the residents and scientists talking about the invasive species.
When I was growing up, there were no peacocks. You know, our neighborhoods were full of herons, blue herons, and ibises. I mean, the official bird of University of Miami is the ibis. That's what we want to see in our neighborhood. Those are the native species. And now, really, you would think that our mascot is the peacock because they're everywhere.
A male will fight for his territory, even to the extent of attacking his own reflection in a car door.
Bring in the peacock for the vasectomy.
Oh my God.
That's
crazy. I've never heard of that before.
I would not like to be the veterinarian giving the vasectomy.
My gosh.
Holding the peacock down.
Peacock vasectomy.
Yeah. All right. Oh my gosh. A new study shows that people with, I don't even know how to pronounce this, coliac disease shouldn't be afraid of kissing gluten eaters.
Oh, celiac.
Oh, that's what it's called? Yep. Celiac? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they shouldn't be afraid of kissing gluten eaters. An experiment tracked gluten after couples had kissed with tongues for at least 1 minute.
Gosh.
And researchers only found small amounts of proteins transferred after the kiss. Stop. Here's the doctor talking about how safe it is.
In the first scenario, the person who ate the wheat and then 2 to 5 minutes later was asked to give their partner a long kiss. And the partners all showed that they had less than 10 parts per million of gluten. In the second scenario, the people who ate the wheat followed this up by having about 120 mils of water to follow it, and then they gave their partners a long kiss. There was no detectable gluten. So both scenarios do suggest that for the majority of people with celiac disease, it's safe to kiss somebody who has recently eaten gluten.
Yeah, so everybody who's like, oh, gluten-free, got to be gluten-free, you can make out with somebody who's like, who eats gluten, all right?
That's crazy.
Nothing wrong with that.
That is crazy.
Maybe even transfer gum. You can do all that stuff, all the things. Okay? Give them tons of tongue and you'll be all right.
Okay, Bill. Okay. And now you did it at 9:13.
A woman in Kentucky says that her second grader ordered 30 cases of Dum Dums on Amazon.
No.
Yeah, which is more than 70,000 suckers.
No.
70,000 lollipops. Now, at first, Amazon wouldn't take them back, but ultimately they refunded her. Here goes Holly LaFavors talking about the massive order that her kid made.
I just panicked, and then when I saw what the number was, I just about fainted. This was just a fluke thing that happened. He told me that he wanted to have a carnival, and he was ordering the Dum Dums as prizes for his carnival. So, you know, again, he was being friendly. He was being kind to his friends.
Well, you like, I saw you like tilt your head like you feel bad for the kid.
I do.
That little badass kid.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad. The teacher, and then they have to like try to
30 cases of Dum Dums.
Oh my gosh. I'm happy that she got the money back.
You've been like, listen here, you Dum Dum.
He was trying to do a good deed.
Okay. Aww. Little brat. Yeah. Little brat. 70,000 sucker. You're the only sucker around here is you. The only sucker around here is you.
Oh, man.
You know, and I hate the Dum Dums.
You do?
Yes. Dum Dums, the paper gets stuck.
You don't like it?
No. It's like so, they're so little.
You're not into it.
No. I was always a bubble. What
I'm
is it?
I'm fine with them.
I'm a Tootsie Roll Pop guy.
Yeah, we get those too. I'm fine with it when you first start eating it. I don't like it when the stick gets all wet.
That.
Soggy.
That. And they're little and the paper. Yeah. When you say you get those, like you still get those, that's like an old school thing.
Of course we do.
A woman in California called the police on a homeless man walking with a baby, and it ended up being her neighbor. Yeah. Here goes Chapman Hamburg talking about what happened with his wife and then interacting with the police.
Someone called the cops on me. Thinking that I was a homeless person with a baby.
Stop.
So the cop needs to see my ID. So he followed me home when I was walking the baby.
You're giving trouble about this for the rest of your guys' life.
It's just hilarious.
You're going for a walk or something?
Yeah, I mean, I do it like every, like three times a day.
This lady lives, I think, a street over.
That's she crazy.
Saw you. She got worried, so she followed you. And then saw you walking.
The man
so funny.
Had long hair, a man bun, and a bushy beard. So she was like, oh, he looks homeless.
He's homeless.
Yeah, he looks sketchy.
He's
Let's call the cops.
An infant.
Yeah. Is that crazy? Ashley Tisdale had a full circle moment when she recently got to watch her niece play Sharpay in the high school production of High School Musical. Here's a clip of Ashley singing in the original 2006 version. Let me tell you something.
Don't have to say a word.
High School Musical in our house was it. My girls, oh my God. Everything was High School Musical. That was everything. High School Musical, the Jonas Brothers, all that. Man, unbelievable. We talked about this earlier. Leave it to Larry. Larry David asked Paul McCartney a total random question. Here he is telling the story to Dana Carvey and David Spade on their podcast.
At the 50th, I was introduced to Paul McCartney, and I said to him, has anyone ever punched you in the mouth? There was an incident in his youth when he was like 13 or 14, and somebody headbutted him, he told me.
Lair, out of all the questions you would ask Paul McCartney when that you first meet him, you ask him if he ever been punched in the face. That is pure Larry David right there.
You think he was nervous, or do you think that he planned it?
I think he planned
he
it.
He knew it.
Yeah.
He knew the question.
Because that's Larry David.
Yeah.
That's Larry David. I mean, it would have been like... It would have been like classic if Paul McCartney said, I don't know, have you? That would
I
like
know.
Just as a bit, that would have been, that would have been like so classic. And some good news, a donkey born on a farm in Scotland ended up with two moms instead of one. Yeah, two donkeys gave birth at the same time. Sadly, one of the babies was stillborn, so they became a family. Here's a member of the farm talking about the donkeys.
Solomon has taken the world by storm. And this story has captured everyone's hearts. I actually think that since the foal's been born, they've got closer. And they've almost became one. I think it's beautiful. I think it's remarkable. And I can't quite believe that it's happened.
I can't quite believe it's happened. Oh, the donkey has two mums.
Two mums
after the rare birth. The donkey has two mums in Scotland. 918. Hey, we got some FMLs coming up.